minute to win it. Let's introduce you to Christy, shall we? Hi, Christy.
Hello.
Christy's calling us from Jeffersonville, has brown hair, drives a Nissan, is a debt collector. So if you see Christy coming your way, hey.
Wow, they see me rolling, they're
hating. And Christy is engaged, so.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah.
Do we have a date?
No.
That's all right. We'll get around to it. It'll be great.
How long have you been seeing this person before the question was popped?
So we were seeing each other a year, and now we've been together 4 years.
Okay.
Oh, all right. Okay, all right. We'll get there.
we'll get there.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Listen, we don't have time to dissect this. It's not that segment. This is not that segment for that. No.
How did he propose?
He actually had the kids do it.
Oh, okay, well, that's sweet. Yeah, that's sweet.
He's like, she's not going to say no to the kids. Make them cry.
You know what? That's a great point, Kelly. Hey,
thank you. It's like, if there, you want a surefire strategy,
I'm gonna send
kids in to do it. They're not going to say no to that.
Right, Christy, even if you wanted to say no, you're not going to say it in front of the kids.
No, you're not.
I wasn't
going to
say no.
Oh, okay, right. There you go. It's all good.
See, that date will come and everything will be fine.
Okay.
Everything's good.
All right.
All right.
We're nearly 2 minutes in. We need to get to the game.
I just like learning about Christy.
I know you do.
I had several questions about her being a debt collector and how you fall into that sort of line of work.
Oh, I have questions too, yes.
And have you had chase after someone who jumped out a window in the back, you know, and stuff like that?
Do face to face.
Okay, it's just phone calls. Phone calls,
okay.
Letters.
All right, okay. All right. That's fun.
That's all right.
Letters, phone calls.
Got it.
That's good. All right, so Kelly is going to explain how Minute to Win It works.
Yeah, so you're going to get 10 rapid fire questions, okay?
Yeah.
So if you can't come up with the answer instantaneously, I would suggest you pass. We can come back around to it if we have time at the end.
All right. You ready?
Sure.
Are you nervous?
Sure.
Ah, yes.
You can do this.
You know what?
Got it.
Yeah, all right. Here we go. All right, your time will start when I finish asking the first question. Here we go. In the 12 days of Christmas, how many pipers are there?
Oh, gosh.
The game begins in 3, 2, 1.
Just toss a number out there.
Or say pass.
I don't know.
No.
Okay. I don't know.
Yeah. Sour and Guts are the two albums of what pop star? Sour and Guts.
That's the Olivia girl. What's her?
Sure.
Yep,
I'll accept it. What did Frosty the Snowman have for a nose?
Button?
Yeah. Heat Waves is a song by whom?
Yeah.
All right, what does PDA stand for?
Public Display of Affection?
Yeah!
Harry Styles was once a member of what boy band?
Not Pat.
Name the movie. We elves try to stick to the four main food groups. Candy, candy canes, candy corn, and syrup. And Taylor Swift's song, Cruel Summer or Cruel Winter?
Summer.
Yes!
Give that to her. Yeah.
All right. Well, we only got to 8 of the questions.
That's okay.
You're
how many did we miss?
Well, the 12 days of Christmas, how many pipers?
Yeah, I don't know that one.
Is it 12?
Eleven
pipers piping.
Kelly, the answer's written right on the paper.
I'm not looking at that. I'm trying to play along.
Okay.
Authentically.
Yes, that Olivia girl is Olivia Rodrigo.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go.
Heat Waves is a song by...
Glass Animals.
Heat waves are freaking me out.
Oh, wow.
You know that song?
Yeah,
I mean, we only played it like 8 billion times.
Sure, we didn't say their name.
Harry Styles was a member of what boy band?
One Direction?
Yeah.
Never heard of One Direction.
Man. Okay, so you got that wrong.
I
got that wrong.
I got it.
All right. So you only got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 correct. So you're batting
50%.
50%.
Awesome.
Hey, what's I'll take it.
A little bit better when you consider we didn't even
Did you two. Say awesome?
But, yes, I think I am. I'm the cheerleader for the show. I'm really, okay. It's great. You didn't get zero.
That
right?
is,
right.
Sure. That's,
thank you.
That's
a positive
there's
spin.
There's a positive spin
on that. You got better
that.
Than zero, right?
All right. So, hey, Christy, congrats. We're going to hook you up $100 and a nice Bluetooth speaker for you, okay?
All right.
Oh, yay. She's getting married someday. It's going to be great.
And I am copying down your phone number just in case I get a call. How awkward would that be, Christy, if you had to call either Kelly or myself to do your job?
Well, pay your bills and she won't be calling you.
Well, I'm just saying how awkward would it be?
If you owe Citibank... Yeah,
Mike. Oh, okay, gotcha. All right.
Be like, Ben. Hey, it's Christy.
I know this is
kind of awkward, but you kind of owe us some money.
pay your Citibank card.
All right.
Okay.
All right, that's cool. All right, Christy, thank you so much for playing and for being a part of the show. I'm gonna put you on hold another quick sec, okay?
Uh huh.
Okay, cool.
Oh, that's awesome. Wasn't that hard, being in the hot seat?
How awkward would it be if Christy, one of our listeners...
You're not worried about it. You sound like you're worried about it.
No, I don't owe Citibank any money, so okay. I think I'm good.
All right.
I think I'm good.
You
but if
owe
it was for something...
Else money?
Hey, I'm going to come collect sometime.
Work on a payment plan.
Listen, someday you'll do something for me,
listen,
okay?
I got some koozies I can
got some
send
koozies.
Your way.
All right, there you go. That's Minute to Win It.